is the WOKV Spotlight on 104.5 WOKV.
At 8:08, the warehouse is coming to life now, Christine. I'm loving this. There's the forklifts that are out. There are people who are gathering up the food supplies. And at Feeding Northeast Florida and the J. Wayne and Dolores Barra Weaver campus, things are coming to life. Even though we've been here since 5 a.m., we are now beginning the packing of meals that will be going out into Northeast Florida today to help to feed Northeast Florida.
It's so interesting to see the behind the scenes, and you can see behind the scenes too, because we're posting all kinds of stuff on our social media sites. Alondra and Sydney have been very busy taking pictures and photos, and you can see all of that on our Facebook, Instagram, X, and on WOKV.com.
And today we are here a week before Thanksgiving with purpose. It's to illuminate the work that happens here every single day. But a week before Thanksgiving, we kind of thought, well, how could we maybe make an impact in our community? And a week from now, while you are with your sister and enjoying Thanksgiving meal with family, and I'm with my family, and we're all with our families and enjoying hot, freshly baked meal, there are so many in our community who don't even know if they'll be able to put food on the table. So today, what we're doing until 5 o'clock at least, and you can continue to donate beyond 5 o'clock, but we'll stop counting by then. You can make a $30 donation to a campaign that's underway now at WOKV.com and in our app. And that $30 donation will feed a family of four an entire Thanksgiving meal. And there's actually a brainchild behind it here, because it's always great to idea people that get this kind of stuff going. And Ophelia Rodriguez is the donor relations specialist for Feeding Northeast Florida. You're heading this campaign, which got me this really cool ornament this morning. So I was the first to donate $30, and I got this.
Thank you.
Where'd you come up with this idea? Talk right into the microphone. I love this idea.
I have 15 years of fundraising experience. And so from what I've gathered during this time of year, during the holidays, people are feeling very generous. They're feeling generous because sometimes they have a little bit more money. They're with their families. And it's just a time of the year where people get together and do nice things for people. So here at Feeding Northeast Florida, of course, our goal is to feed our neighbors. So how can we better feed our neighbors is if we have more resources? And with money comes more resources. And not only with more money, but also with community engagement. So the process of the ornament, well, my thought for the ornament was to, it serves as twofold. It serves as a means to raise funds for the organization, and also too for us to be in the households across the community, because once you make a donation for the $30 for the ornament, you have an ornament, it's in your house, and what the thought is that this is going to become an annual thing, and it's going to be like a keepsake or memorabilia. So when you look at this ornament at this time of the year, when you're putting up your tree or whatever festive thing that you do to decorate, and you have this particular ornament, you're going to think about Feeding Northeast Florida. Excuse me. You're going to think about your neighbors that are probably, you know, maybe short on food. So this is one particular way that we can give back to our community. We have something for ourselves. We can also use these as gifts. And our hope is that maybe our corporate volunteers, our volunteers that come and pack our boxes, when they come in and see the ornaments on the trees, that they're feeling so festive and so in the mood. In the next couple of minutes, you'll see so many volunteers that are going to be coming through the door. And they kind of come in the morning, and they're happy to be here. But once they finish packing these boxes, they are in an upbeat mood because they know that they have to help their community.
And it's something as simple as $30. Like, I mean, you had the coffee here, but if you went to Starbucks, that'd probably be about an $8 Frappuccino or whatever. So three of those can feed an entire family of four.
Absolutely.
A Thanksgiving meal. It's
absolutely
so simple.
Not just the Thanksgiving meal, but a very healthy, quality Thanksgiving meal. So when these volunteers come through and they pack the bags and they leave, before they leave, there's a tree out there and it has the ornaments on there. And again, they're feeling very festive. They're feeling upbeat because they know that they've done a great thing in the community. So this is just one way before we catch them on their way out the door to thank them, to offer them to make a donation. And what better way to tell friends about a wonderful organization is by another friend. Mm-hmm. So they will purchase an ornament, maybe they'll purchase two or three, give them out as holiday gifts, and just keep them for keepsake and memorabilia. And so we've done several things with this ornament. We are feeding our neighbors, we're getting our name out in the community, and we're also giving our volunteers a sense of belonging here at Feeding Northeast Florida.
And you can give an ornament in honor of somebody.
Absolutely.
So you can buy an ornament for a friend and make it in honor of them and say, hey, I'm giving you this gift in your honor, it's in your name, and maybe that will inspire somebody to give themselves next year.
Absolutely. It's the type of gift that kind of keeps on giving.
I love it. When you talk about the volunteers and your time here, what have you learned and what do you get out of seeing the volunteers here every day?
One thing that I know for sure is that Feeding Northeast Florida, we couldn't do it without the volunteers. They come in every day, they're very timely. And again, you'll see for yourselves, they come in and I guess they're kind of a little apprehensive when they come in because they're not sure what to expect, but they go, they get their orientation, they come in, our volunteer department, they put the music on, they get them upbeat, they start sorting through the food, you know, and I come down and I take videos and they're kind of like food specialists by the end of the day. They know which potato belongs, which potato doesn't. That can of corn can't go because the label is off, it has a dent, and they just feel so empowered by the time they leave here. And again, we just could not do it without them. I mean, it's just, they're happy to be here. They realize the impact that this organization has on this entire community.
And I bet they don't waste food either at home.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. This is a learning experience in so many levels, you know, especially when you find out how many people we can feed for a dollar, or when you find out how many people here in this, in this community that are going to bed hungry at night.
Do you know someone food insecure?
I can't say I do right off. No, I don't.
The interesting thing about food insecurity is it doesn't always have a look.
Oh, absolutely.
You know?
Yeah.
That there's so many in the community, over 217,000, was that the number?
270.
Mm-hmm. 270,000.
And we address people as neighbors because guess what? We're all neighbors. You live in a community, you're a neighbor. You don't know, your neighbor may be food insecure. I say I don't know anybody, but guess what? I don't know all of my neighbors, so.
And this is a way to maybe get to know your neighbors, your fellow neighbors. You can come volunteer your time with a work group, a church group, a school group. Kids as young as you said, 10, I think,
yes.
Who can be here at this brand-new facility. It just opened up in June. Like, we're still kicking the doors open and finding nooks and crannies that probably you didn't even know existed here. But a beautiful facility just off Old Kings and Edgewood on the northwest side of Jacksonville. 110,000 square feet. You can easily get lost in here. I wonder, like, do we have a football? We could probably try to get some of the Jaguars in here and maybe they can practice and try to win a game, for crying out loud. But this is a beautiful facility that actually is able to then transform magical things out into the community. So as we're approaching Thanksgiving, that $30, what's in the feast that you're going to be able to provide for that $30 donation? We know there's going to be a turkey, right?
Definitely a turkey, sides, dessert. Yeah, all fixings, fresh dessert, produce. And fresh produce.
Fresh. Mm-hmm. That's an important thing.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and you'll be getting something out of it, not only the feeling of generosity that you've helped someone in your community, which I think that's enough at $30, but you also get this awesome keepsake, and I think more than anything, it's also a new family tradition that you
absolutely,
can start.
Absolutely, absolutely.
How big is your family?
I have a family of two, myself, and I have an adult son.
And so now you can start that tradition with
absolutely.
Your adult son.
Absolutely.
And then eventually, once you have grands and all the grands...
Slow down.
She's not ready yet.
I'm not ready yet. I like to keep helping out in my community. Yeah,
so and I'm you're doing not... it in such a big way. What else do you do throughout the year beyond this campaign now? What other sort of things are you involved in here at Feeding Northeast Florida?
I help out with all of the fundraising events that we have here, but my primary goal here as the donor engagement specialist, I ensure that that the donors that we are reaching out to, that they are appropriate for the ask. Mm-hmm. And to ensure that we're communicating with them in the best ways that they desire for us to communicate with them. I also send out mass communications of, it's kind of like a text message, but it's a ViewSpark, thanking our donors and also informing them what's coming up next for Feeding Northeast
Florida. That's an important part because you want to continue to keep
constant contact.
that engagement, a really important thing, and such great work that you're doing here. Ophelia Rodriguez, thank you.
Thank you.
And God bless you this Thanksgiving week coming up. Thank you.
And have again, a great Thanksgiving.
You too. Thank you. That $30 donation right now, or $60 can feed two families, $90 can feed three families. Head to WOKV.com or open up our app, and you can make that secure online donation here to Feeding Northeast Florida. Jacksonville's Morning News continues. It's 8:17.